Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump has imposed additional sanctions on Iran in response to last weekend's attacks on Saudi oil facilities. CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey joins us from Washington.
Steve, thanks for joining us. What do these new sanctions target in Iran?
These new sanctions target Iran's central bank. The Treasury Department here in Washington and the State Department say that these sanctions aim to cut off and severely restrict the flow of money that the central bank sends to the Iranian regime, including the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
Steve, any reaction yet from Iran?
Yeah, Iran has never been very receptive to any type of sanctions like these. But right now, it's just been a war of words so far between Iran's President Hassan Rouhani and President Trump and Mike Pompeo, and we'll likely hear more of that in New York at the UNGA soon.
President Trump is still hesitant to order any military strike at this point?
Yeah, it appears unlikely that a military strike is imminent. The U.S. says it is using economic sanctions, as it just did today, as well as working with international allies to build a case, along with Saudi Arabia, at the UNGA, that clearly shows Iran was behind this attack on these Saudi oil facilities. Then it's possible we could see more action after that.
What kind of military options is the Pentagon preparing for the president?
Well, it's clear. I don't think the U.S. will be sending any troops into Iran. It's likely they could be sending advisors to Saudi Arabia, to other allies, including Bahrain and to the UAE. They could send more military hardware and assets, including aircraft carriers into the region or close to the Gulf, though that's that presents its own risks right there. But so far, we haven't seen any kind of human action that would be something that the president would support in the Middle East.
Steve, thanks. CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey in Washington.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.